At the Swank Aqua Lounge in the Westin Hotel on the Courtney Campbell Causeway, members of the group Gay Lesbian Straight Education Network, or GLSEN, sold raffle tickets for prizes for everything from signed hockey sticks to baskets full of booze. Greg Coldiron is the organizer.
So right now there's a major major study going on that's really kind of studying the side effects, per se, of bullying, meaning, you know, we're right now seeing people that are getting bullying have a low self-esteem, they turn to drugs, they turn to unsafe sex, they turn to suicide.
While most members of the group are part of the LGBT community, they work on stamping out bullying issues for everyone.
It's important to stress that we do have an S in our our name for straight. So any bullying that goes on in the school, we think that it's important to have a student that's getting bullied to have a safe place to go.
The group is based out of New York, but sets up shop in cities across the U.S. Vincent Caprino heads a youth outreach branch of GLSEN in Tampa.
We recently just went through administrators for Armwood High School, so I'm really proud of the fact that they're actually adapting to our bullying policy. So now that students they don't have a fear of no one's going to help them.
Guests were able to mingle with some Tampa Bay Lightning players. In a Tampa Bay Times survey last month, all but one player on the team said they would support an openly gay teammate. Among those was left winger Ryan Malone.
Well, I mean, I think nowadays you look at the world and everyone's equal. I think we all realize that. And, you just want to treat everyone the way that you should be treated. And I think worldwide, it's pretty easy. Easy game plan.
And Lightning forward Pierre Cedric Labrie said bullying can affect anyone.
Believe it or not, I was kind of I got bullied at school when I was young. Like a lot of kids got bullied at school, and then I think it's just a good time to come and get some money for the foundation.
GLSEN provides resources to schools so that they can create a network of adults who are trained to deal with bullying in schools. They also hand out materials like signs and stickers that can point students in the right direction if they are being bullied. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.